If you were here last week, we explored what it means to make Jesus Lord of our lives. We saw quite clearly that Jesus is not just here to be our Savior, but the Lord of our lives as well. And we noted that that was something that had to take place on a daily basis. It's not a one-time act, but every day we need to take up a cross and follow Jesus. We saw that Jesus is the boss of us. Kids often say, "You're not the boss of me," but we realize that Jesus is, and all the decisions we make in our lives need to be run through and passed by Him. We also explored how that Jesus must be at the center of our lives and nothing else. You might have remembered that there was that cute clip of the monkey chasing after water and how that he would grab at things. Well, today we're going to see that if you want to find water in the desert, you simply need to feed salt to a monkey and he will lead you to water. Today we're going to explore the practice of having daily devotions. I want you to turn to someone next to you and discuss together that if you could schedule an appointment with anyone in the world, who would you choose and why? I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Everyone had a chance to do that? If you were here on Friday night, you would have seen schedule an appointment with God through quite a challenging scenario. Hopefully your appointment won't be as tough to get going as this is. And here's Bruce from Bruce Almighty. Could you imagine a time with God like that? Now sure, he doesn't look like Morgan Freeman. He might. It's a pretty good look for God. I'm okay with that. Could you imagine a time with God so dynamic, this appointment with the one person that you really care about, that you know beyond a shadow of doubt cares about you and loves you more than anything else? Just imagine if that was possible on planet Earth. Swinging is quite risky if you don't have bungee cords on your feet. Here's what David said in Psalm 55. He said, "I called to God. God will help me. At dusk, at dawn, and noon, I sigh deep sighs. He hears, he rescues." It's like David is swinging on a chair, and he's just about to go over backwards, and he cries out and says, "God, please help." And God gets Pepsi to push his chair forward. And suddenly Joseph is safe and sitting comfortably again. That's what happens in David's life. And he says, even if I'm swinging in the morning, it's cool. Here's a question for you. What did David do? Not swung on his chair. He called out to God, right? When did he do it? What are those three times? So like all day, morning, noon, and night. What did God do? Yes, he caught his chair. That's right. He stopped him from slipping. Here's another example from Jesus. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, although obviously it was winter, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. When did Jesus get up? Early in the morning? At what? 9 o'clock? 6? 5:30? 5? Before it's light. Where did he go? Yes, out of his bed, to the mountains. He got up and he got out of bed, probably washed his face, had a cup of coffee, if he's me, right? And what did he do? Prayed. Okay? Not rocket science. And so I want to ask you, how are your daily devotions? Here's some questions. How many times in the last week did you get up and do what Jesus and David did? In the last month. I don't know if this is one that you want to say, but you know, think about it for a moment. How many times? How many times in this cold morning as winter has hit, did you get up, did you take your journal, did you open it up to a blank page, and did you take a pen in your hand and begin to open your Bible and write down what God is saying to you? How many times in the last week? And I trust it's like 5 maybe,
4310 Blastoff. I don't know. I guess if we're really honest, maybe it'll be a lower number than we'd be keen to really say this morning. Something interesting used to happen in the early days in East Africa. Now, if you know your geography, you know that that's Malawi. I took that in a little village on the way to a beautiful Lake Malawi. But as the villagers were living in the early days of the gospel coming, they would literally create a path from their home to a quiet place in a clearing somewhere in the jungle on their own, because they would go and meet with God. And they would literally not like sort of roll it out with a roller, but because of their feet walking, there would be a pathway through the jungle where they would go and meet with God. And the villagers would have this expression to gently rebuke their friends, where they would say something like, "Hey, mate, the grass grows long on your path." And that was a challenge to say, so are you meeting with God in the morning? What is the state of your path like? And I wonder what the state of your path is like this morning. Are you wearing a path out? Are you meeting with God regularly? Is God like sitting there waiting and wondering, I wonder when Mark's going to come and meet with me? So why do I need to do this? Why this thing of daily devotions? Because daily sounds very legalistic and restrictive, doesn't it? I mean, there's 7 dailies in a week. There's 31 dailies in a month. There's 365 and a quarter dailies in a year. That's a hang of a lot of dailies. Are we going to do that much? Or are we going to do it, one, because we love God? If I love someone, you don't have to force me to go visit her. You don't have to force me to spend time with the one I love. I want to do it. I mean, I used to go and visit Debbie every waking possible moment of my life. And I'd be there as late as possible and early as possible in the morning too, until her mom would kick me out the night and allow me there the next day. It's not like my parents were saying, "Mark, you really need to go visit Debbie today." I'm like, "Mom, Dad, I'm going to visit Debbie. You know, I'm out of here." She's like the most beautiful woman in the whole world. I mean, she had hair down here. She had promised her dying father that she would never cut her hair. And it took a lot of guts for Debbie to finally cut it. And I think her father was okay with it, even though he's looking down from heaven. But I just was so in love. And if we really love God like we say we do, I think we're going to go out of our way to meet with him. There's a quote that I came across this week where this guy, Stephen Olford from London, said, "I want to hear the voice of God before I hear anyone else's in the morning. Before I hear mom saying, 'Mark, get out of bed, have your devotions,' or 'Get up for school, you're late,' I want to hear the voice of God speak to me." And he said, "And his is the last voice I want to hear at night." Could you imagine if my first voice in the morning that I hear is God and the last voice is God? Good, good. I think that would be a good thing, don't you? Good. Secondly, we're in a war. And that's me as an 18-year-old in the front there waging war. Fully kitted out with boots, with thick socks because of the 70 kilometers that we used to hike every day, with like a major big weaponry around me and in charge of my machine gunner dude. Yeah, Joseph. That's me, bro. But a young me, okay, in the front there. And we didn't just stomp around in a dangerous zone without our armor. We were in a war and we were prepared. But sometimes I think I rush out into war with the evil one and I don't have any protection. I don't have a weapon with me. I want to show you a short clip of what it looks like when Joseph gets up in the morning. Are you ready for this? And how he gets ready for the war that's coming his way. So every single morning, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it. I'm going to put on my shoes. I'm going to get my Bible going. I'm going to pray it up. I'm going to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And you remember us talking about that some months ago. But so how do I do it? How do we actually have daily devotions? Well, I want to share a couple of things that you can do with my lovely assistant. Firstly, we need to get out of bed. You can't just stay in bed, because when we look for him, we find him, okay? You stay in bed and just like, "I'll do this, no problem." Guess what? You're going to fall asleep again. Then go find a place. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives. Every day, every morning, he went to this great little comfortable place. Make it sure that it's right for you. There's no distractions there. And then take some time before you just get going, you know, or decide how long you're going to spend. My challenge is to spend maybe 10 or 15. Don't spend 2 hours in the morning. Maybe you'll become Gene at a later point, but start with 5 or 10 minutes, right? And then be prepared. Get there, have a Bible, have a notebook, and have a pen, right? A Bible, a notebook, and pen. Minimum requirements so that you can have a great time with God. Because God's going to speak to you, and you want to make a note of it. You know what I mean? If he says good, you want to write it down. Then follow a plan. The plan is settle down. In other words, just chill, reflect a bit, breathe. I mean, you're just getting out of bed, for heaven's sake. It's been a long night. Your body's grown like 9 millimeters. You will shrink back 8 of those at least in the rest of the day as you walk through the day because gravity pushes you back. But you grow 9 millimeters every night, but you shrink back 8. If you cannot do the day, you can be very tall soon. So if you want to be a basketball player, keep sleeping. 9 millimeters a day, that's a lot of growth, okay? Then secondly, you speak to God. Tell him that you're here to meet with him, to devote with him, and then use the soap. Okay, very important. You can see in Ashley's hand, she's got the soap. You need to use the soap. Will you do that? What's the soap for, you might ask? That's a great question. Soap stands for scripture, observation, application, and prayer. Here's what you do. You read the short passage, this is scripture, repeatedly. I read it twice or three times. Sometimes I read it in different translations. I look for a verse or phrase that's leaping out. That's God saying like, bam, buddy, this is for you. Then I begin to, and I write it out. Okay? I write that verse out in my journal. Then observation. I begin to say, what does the verse mean? And I write out a few thoughts about it. Then I'm ready for application. What is God saying to me in this verse right now? Any thoughts, ideas that may be wacky, weird, profound, I write them all down. And then I pray. I pray it to God. I write out a prayer every single morning. God, yada, yada, yada. There's an example from Friday morning. I could show you yesterday morning's one. I could show you every day this week. It's simply scripture, observation, application, prayer. I'm working my way through Colossians at the moment, and that's what I'm doing. Doesn't mean Colossians is the book, and I will do something like that every day. I'm not too old to do that, and God will reveal the most profound stuff to me. So let's do it. How about we do it kind of like right now, okay? Here's what I want you to do. Some of my lovely assistants are going to hand out one of these. This is something that you'll be able to use for the next 7 days and beyond if you choose to use that. Here's... Okay, so what you would do is you would sit nicely. Maybe you've got some coffee or some hot chocolate. If not, that's fine. And you begin to say something like, Lord, I'm here. You might want to say hello. In the Hebrew Bible, there's a phrase that says, Hello, Yahweh. And you can say, Hello, Yahweh. Okay? Hi, God, it's me, Mark, settling down in my comfortable chair, ready to meet with you. Guide me. Help me. Speak to me. Be as real to me as Morgan Freeman was to Jim Carrey. And then I'm ready to take the soap. Cool. Here's where we're going to start. I want you to read the scripture. I've got it up there because you don't have a Bible in front of you. That's why you would need a Bible, obviously. Okay? I want you to just read it in your own time and read it maybe twice. Find something that impacts you. One phrase, a word, a sentence, and then write it down under the scripture, and then we'll be ready to move on. Everyone found at least one phrase, sentence, write it down under scripture. Now that you've done that, you want to begin to say, what does it seem to mean? What is it saying? Not to me personally, but just generally, what is it saying? And write out either some comments about it. Write it out in your own words, if that helps. Explore it in your mind and your thinking. God's given you a phenomenal brain. And that leads you into a time of speaking it out to God. And dialoguing with him. And, hey, God, help me in this area. Or thank you for this new truth that you've taught me this morning. Help me to live it today. And I write out a prayer each day, and it's just, dear God, and something about what I've just experienced and what I sensed he's dropped into my spirit, I put that down on the page and I come back to it during the day and journey with God. And so just write out a thought or two that you want to express back to God there. He's spoken to you. You're speaking back to him. Well, that's taken about 10 minutes, and some of you have either felt rushed or like there's been too much time. You wouldn't be rushed like this, or you wouldn't have to try and go at someone else's pace. And from here, it could lead into all sorts of directions. It could lead into listening to some worship stuff. It could lead to, hey, I'm in the bathroom doing my teeth, getting ready for school. It could be just like, wow, you could just lie on the floor and just experience God's embrace. And who knows where God leads you. Okay, and maybe over time, we'll talk about some different ways of the centerpiece where we're using soap for the next while. You're already doing devotions. You've got other material. Keep on using that. We challenge you to every day, maybe in the next 7 days, use that page and walk through it. I want to share with you a short clip that really spoke to me in this week when I came across it. And Jesus has been invited into this guy's home, and Jesus has come to live in his home, and he's promised to meet, and now they're exploring different rooms in the house, and I trust this will speak to you. What a thought that Jesus loves spending time with us. Jesus wants to be with us. I want to challenge you this morning to consider, if this is where you're at, if you're not, that's cool, to consider making this commitment. That, Lord, I commit to spending 15 minutes every day this week in daily devotions. I'm depending on your power to help me to be faithful and consistent. I want you quietly under your breath, so really no one else except Jesus hears, I want you to consider making that commitment and just speak it out now as we just pause for a moment or two. Lord, I commit to spending 15 minutes every day, at least in daily devotions. I'm depending on your power because I'm weak to help me to be faithful and consistent in my time with you. Lord, we're honest this morning. It's hard sometimes to find time, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening. Sometimes a whole day or two goes by and we find that we haven't actually taken time to meet with you. We've left you our guest in the living room, and you're sitting there every morning expecting us. We've promised that we'll make an appointment with you. We stand you up. Lord, we haven't even SMS'd you to say we've rescheduled or we'll be there tomorrow, or that somewhere else has come up. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be faithful, to spend time with you each day. Thank you, God, that you want to meet with us. That you find joy and pleasure in meeting with us, and that blows our mind. Thank you, Lord. Help us. Give us your power. Help us to be faithful and to be consistent. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to challenge you. I don't know how many of you actually got this week to open your little grow book and spend some time. And maybe I could kind of say today that I don't need to do it, you know, because we kind of wrote this thing, some of us staff together. But I want to actually, in front of you, say that I did it. You know, and I took a pen and put pen to paper, and I watched other members of my family do it, and it was like so amazing. You know, Andrew, you wrote this chapter, and it like so spoke to me. It was a profound experience of getting to know it. So if you want to catch up, if you haven't done it yet, you've got the chance. Anyone who hasn't gotten a book, there's a whole lot. There's no excuse if you don't have one. They're up here. Please come and grab one. Be sure to take away that prayer thing, that you've got that daily devotions thing, and have a great time this week.